Welcome to Stories of the Master. Welcome, welcome to episode 18 of the Stories of the Master podcast, where we reflect on how we can improve ourselves little by little, day by day, through sharing stories of the perfect exemplar of the Baha'i Faith, Abdul Baha. Today's episode will have a different format. Instead of talking about one outstanding quality of the Master, I want to talk about all of them and deep dive into the unique station occupied by Abdul Baha. My attempt at doing this will undoubtedly fail to grasp the full measure of him who was appointed by Baha'u'llah as his successor. But if you are a long-time listener of this podcast, I know that you'll forgive me. So let's sit back, relax, and enjoy this deeper exploration into the Master, Abdul Baha. Along with the Bab and Baha'u'llah, Abdul Baha is considered to be one of the three central figures of the Baha'i Faith. But how does he compare among this group? Firstly, Abdul Baha is not a manifestation of God, and any notion in our mind that he was one is completely at odds with the teachings of the faith, including the writings of Abdul Baha himself. So if he doesn't rank as a manifestation of God, is the Master merely a better version of us? No way, and nothing could be further from the truth. We know from the stories documented about the Master that he clearly had superhuman abilities. So if the Master is not a manifestation of God, and not just another Baha'i, then who is Abdul Baha? Well, I have some bad news for you. It's a mystery. That's right, in answering this important question, Baha'u'llah himself described the Master as the mystery of God. His station is unique to every religion of the past. But I do have some good news for you. For every mystery, there are always a set of clues that are left behind. The first clue in understanding who Abdul Baha was is scattered across the writings of Baha'u'llah, the Master, and the Guardian. So let's piece them together. We all know that it is none other than the teachings of Baha'u'llah that will remedy the ills of the world and bring about the most great peace. These teachings are so important. Teachings like the equality of men and women, the elimination of the extremes of wealth and poverty, the harmony of science and religion, the need for education, and many more. The guardian of the Baha'i Faith, Shoghi Effendi, tells us that all of these teachings revolve around one principle, and that is the oneness of mankind. This principle animates all of our teachings that will save the world. So if all the teachings revolve around this principle, then what does the oneness of mankind revolve around? Well, according to the Master, the pivot of the oneness of mankind is none other than the covenant. So the covenant is at the center of the oneness of mankind, which the teachings revolve around. The covenant is an agreement that Baha'u'llah made with us that we will always have divine guidance, even after his passing. This has come true with the appointment of Abdul Baha, then the Guardian, and now the Universal House of Justice. So to be obedient to the covenant and wholeheartedly follow the guidance of the Universal House of Justice can lead to the oneness of humankind, and then the realization of all the teachings of Baha'u'llah. Wow. Okay, so the covenant is obviously very important, but does anything sit in the center of this? Yes, but it's not a something. It's a someone. It is Abdul Baha. He is the center of the covenant. He, the Master, is the pivot that all of our teachings revolve around. So how does this make sense? How can all the teachings of Baha'u'llah revolve around a single person? Well, this brings me to clue number two. Abdu'l-Bahá was perfect. He was the stainless mirror of the light of Baha'u'llah, the embodiment of every Baha'i ideal, and the incarnation of every Baha'i virtue. Abdu'l-Bahá is not one of us. He is, as Baha'u'llah revealed, the one whom all the names of God revolve around. The oneness of humanity, the answers to all the problems of the world, and the symbol of the most great peace finds its highest expression in the magic name of Abdu'l-Bahá. So if you want to understand how to make the world anew and bring change to individuals and society, look no further than the Master. This is what this whole podcast has been about. As we learn these stories and we become closer to the faith, we fall deeper and deeper in love with the Master. But I want to argue that there was one person who loved Abdu'l-Bahá more than anyone else, and that was the Blessed Beauty, Baha'u'llah. He loved the Master. During the time that Baha'u'llah lived in the mansion of Mazraeh, the Master would come to visit his father, and Baha'u'llah would wait on the balcony for him to arrive. And when he saw Abdu'l-Bahá in the distance, his voice would echo through the house that the Master was here, the Master was here. In the tablet with his own handwriting, Baha'u'llah referred to Abdu'l-Bahá, writing, "O thou who art the apple of mine eye, my glory, the ocean of my loving kindness, the sun of my bounty, the heaven of my mercy rest upon thee." In other tablets, he referred to the Master as a shelter for all mankind and a shield unto all who are in heaven and on earth. While Baha'u'llah gave the Master many titles, there was one name that he never called him, and that name was Abdu'l-Bahá. Baha'u'llah mostly referred to him as the Most Great Branch, or Agha, translated as the Master. He was so strict on the use of this name that one day in Baghdad, a friend was talking to Baha'u'llah about another person and referred to him as Agha. Baha'u'llah reacted to this and admonished him by saying, "Who is Agha? There is only one Agha, and he is the Most Great Branch." So where did this name Abdu'l-Bahá come from? Well, this brings us to our third and final clue on uncovering the mystery of the Master. In 1892, when Baha'u'llah passed away, Abdu'l-Bahá was appointed as his successor and the interpreter of his word. This part wasn't a mystery. In fact, Baha'u'llah revealed this to the world 19 years before his passing, in the most holy book, the Kitab-i Aqdas. Being the interpreter means that Abdu'l-Bahá knew exactly what Baha'u'llah meant in his writings. He understood the true meaning of his words, and as Baha'is, to be obedient to Baha'u'llah means to obey the Master's interpretation. Abdu'l-Bahá knew that the true meaning of the name the Master was the opposite of how people think of it. He understood that to be the Master means to be the servant, to be Abdu'l-Bahá. Some individuals were concerned and questioned whether he could change the name that Baha'u'llah himself gave him. To clarify his station, Abdu'l-Bahá wrote this: "This is my firm, my unshakable conviction, a conviction and belief which the denizens of the Apar kingdom fully share. My station is the station of servitude, a servitude which is complete, pure and real, firmly established, enduring, obvious, explicitly revealed, and subject to no interpretation whatever." I am the interpreter of the Word of God. Such is my interpretation. Yes, the Master was the successor of Baha'u'llah, the head of the faith, the unerring interpreter of his word, the center of the covenant, the most great branch, and the perfect exemplar of Baha'u'llah's teachings. Him whom all the names of God revolve around. He is the most great favor that God has bestowed on the world. He is Abdul Baha. Let me leave you with these words on the station of the Master from none other than the Servant of Glory himself. My name is Abdul Baha. My identity is Abdul Baha. My qualification is Abdul Baha. My reality is Abdul Baha. My praise is Abdul Baha. Servitude to all the human race is my perpetual religion. No name, no title, no mention, no commendation hath he nor will ever have except Abdul Baha. This is my longing. This is my supreme apex. This is my greatest yearning. This is my eternal life. This is my everlasting glory. Thank you for listening to episode 18. I really hope you enjoyed it and continue exploring the life and the station of the Master. Don't forget to subscribe and follow to catch the next and final episode of Stories of the Master.